You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
All right.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome. Another stellar edition of The Drive underway right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Russell, Chance, and the Bear coming to you live this afternoon from Chattanooga. Had a little ride down here this afternoon. Got in nicely. A little rain in the area here today. I've already met one Chattanooga listener. Came out here to greet us. He was actually here before us, waiting on us. Shout out to Sam for coming out and saying hello to The Drive this afternoon. We'll be here till 6. Mountain View Chevrolet, where the deals are downtown. We are literally right off the interstate. You see us from the interstate as you approach downtown Chattanooga. If you're coming south from Knoxville, I guess if you're already downtown, it'll be you'd hop on a little bit north. But can't miss it. Mountain View Chevrolet, home of the low price promise, where they'll meet or beat any advertised price, or they will give you the car. And, you know, we've been running the ads for a while. It's my first time here today. We've been running the ads, and they have said they are the Chevrolet truck champion. And I believe it when I pull in here, and there is just a line of new Silverados lining the road right out front. And then we got this bad boy out here. It's all jacked up like Chance's. So
it's a Black Widow edition.
Yeah, man. Is that what they call it, or is that what you call it?
No, that's what it's called.
No, it's the limited Black Widow edition. A little bit nicer than mine, but it is jacked up. I like that. It's got some custom fenders on it. Got these nice chrome murdered out rims. Really, really sweet showcase right in the front when you walk in. I like it.
Very nice. Very nice. Come on out and see us, folks. If you're in Chattanooga around the area, we'd love to see you. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock doing our thing. We don't have a ton planned guest wise or anything, so we're going to kind of keep it open and see what we get into here this afternoon. As always, we'd love to take your phone calls at 865-546-8200. And if this goes well today, we were doing a little show brainstorming session on the way down here, talking about some other things, and I think we came up with some cool ideas for things to do this summer. One of them that we've been playing around with for a while is taking like a tour of the state of Tennessee and just going around and doing shows in different locales. And if this goes well and enough people come out, then that might be something we do. You know, maybe take the show out to Nashville, maybe go up to Chance's hometown, Clarksville, do a little Chance Collins reunion tour, get down to Memphis, maybe go some places like that we haven't been. I haven't been. One area I've always wanted to go to that I've just never gone in 30 years of living in Tennessee is the northwest part of the Real Foot Lake and all that. Did you ever go up there? It's a little closer.
A little bit, but not much. I mean, like passing through and never really like went up there to stay.
That would be Paris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Robert Hubbs's hometown.
I mean, you always have I've been to like the Paris fish fry that they have every summer. It's a big thing over the summer. You know, Land Between the Lakes is up in that area. I mean, I guess I have been up there and stayed a couple times, campgrounds and such.
Yeah, so I don't know. Y'all tell us what you think about that, if that would be a good job, a good thing to do. Would y'all come out? Would it be fun? I mean, we don't have to have like a crowd of 100 people watching us. I just want to go out and meet people and see some different places and do our thing.
Are. Yeah, I'm with you. In Clarksville, Nashville, Jackson area. I mean, what a lot of places in West Tennessee. Maybe take a with the rekindling of the Memphis basketball rivalry, we might get to go to Memphis or something for that weekend. A lot of good spots, like you said, that we really haven't thought about venturing into here on the Drive, but that'd be cool.
I mean, the possibilities are endless. I'm not talking about doing like a whole month or anything.
Yeah.
We're going to Brooklyn.
Well, we'll get to that here in a second, but
jump the gun, like, buddy.
Sorry. We could go. I mean, Memphis, there's a lot of, I'm sure we have a ton of listeners down there. So that would be interesting. You know, I was talking with our boy Sam, who met us here today, and was like, you know, how did you find the station, that sort of thing. And he actually found us like basically by accident. We only did this once, but we did a voluntary reaction after a football game. I can't remember which one it was, maybe Alabama, where Boomer came in and set us up on Facebook Live. And that thing went viral, man. And that's how Sam found us. Yep. And now he's a Fox Sports Knoxville addict down here, going to UTC. He's from Knoxville, but he goes to Chattanooga for college down here. And that's pretty cool, right? So that's something got to make a note of. We got to expand
write
the Facebook Live
down.
Stuff.
Write it down. Alex, see, you already got people, Alex on the text box already saying, tell Russ that my mother is from Real Foot. I'll take y'all up there whenever you want.
I would love, I mean, because that's like where the fault line is, right? Or the earthquake.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, people say, hey, you know, that could happen at any minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could happen in the next 10 minutes, or it could happen not for another 100 years, but basically there's a huge fault line there, and there could be a catastrophic earthquake that would swallow the Western. Like, it would be one of the biggest natural disasters in the history of America.
Sign me up.
Well, you go ahead and sign up. Why don't you wait till after I've vacated the premises?
Third meal of a good time
here of this world. But yeah, I mean, I would like to go and see the lake and everything. We were talking about maybe, you know, go back down the mid-state, maybe go down to Winchester, do a show from Philip Fulmer's hometown, Jeff Hall's hometown. And then you come back here to Chattanooga, just make a big loop, man. Get on up to the Tri-Cities, too. So that's something, the Drive Summer Tour. Would you attend? Where should we go? Let us know about it. 865-546-8200. Or you can go online and holler at us via social media. I am at Russell_Smith, at Chance WKGN, at Bear WKGN. And as speaking of road trips, as Bear said, that was the other thing, is Thanksgiving in Brooklyn. The Vols playing in the preseason NIT. They will be – now, I have to go back and there's a chance, like, you can't make it, right? Because you play the first couple of rounds of the preseason NIT at home, and then maybe I'm mistaken, but it seems like the last time we did this, there were, like, safeguards in place to make sure pretty much that all the big teams would make it to the NIT, which is in the Barclays Center instead of Madison Square Garden next year, or I guess later this year. And Tennessee will be a part of that. It's November 21st and 23rd. So I believe that's Wednesday and Friday around Thanksgiving. I believe that's how that works out. Tennessee will play two games as part of a four-team field. Okay, so we're guaranteed to go there. Two games as part of a four-team field that features Kansas, Louisville, and Marquette. How cool is that? I mean, like, I don't care who we play out of those two. I mean, I would hope that one of those games is against Kansas. But Louisville, Marquette, I mean, yeah, sign me up. That'll be a big-time experience. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we can play with any of those teams. Kansas will be losing Devontae Graham. I bet you anything that Malik Newman kid goes pro. Bet you Azubuike goes pro. Like, They're going to be devastated. We bring everybody back.
Maybe Devontae Graham, he's likely to go pro, too.
I think he's a senior.
Yeah, he is a senior.
There forever.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think that that would be a lot of fun. Now, Bear, on the way down here, was complaining that it was, what did he say, quote, bit of a drive.
Oh, yeah.
Chattanooga, hour and a half down I-75. Bear, if it's an hour and a half down I-75, if that's a haul to you, How are you going to handle a 12 or 14-hour car ride to New York City?
I'm not.
Well, this was your idea.
Oh, so. I know. I'll be there.
Are you going to fly?
Yeah, I'll meet you guys.
Are you too bougie to ride with the drive?
It's definitely too bougie.
It's just not comfortable for me to ride in a car anymore, Russ.
Anyway, we might be able to get the folks here at Mountain View Chevy to lend us a bigger car. I mean, I know my little Hyundai is not exactly styling and profiling, but
not comfortable for you to ride in a car.
No, what if we get them to lend us a Suburban or something? You know, a big vehicle.
Cody and Chance coming with us, or Cody and John coming with us?
The more big guys you put in the vehicle, the smaller it becomes. I'm just going to throw that out there. You know,
that's a good
point.
That's a good point.
We could get two, maybe. I mean, I don't want to push our luck here. Over ask, you know.
We got to think about luggage, also equipment to carry.
Yeah, I'll fly and meet you guys up there.
Not wanting to be part of the team.
Of course,
I see.
Same guy that said he wanted a charter bus to go to our trip to Atlanta. He only rides on charter buses. And by charter bus, he meant tour buses.
Will you fly coach? Bet you won't fly coach, will you? What would you do if you got in there and you were in the middle seat?
That never happens to me.
You pay for the extra seat?
Nope.
You do not fly first class.
Because you got to pay for where you sit now. I know you.
Contrary, my friend.
You made this, you know, you told me that you haven't flown in a while. Probably since the last time you've flown, you can't just pick your seat. You have to pay a little extra for that aisle seat now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to take the random seat.
I realize that, but usually if you get to the airport early enough and you're really, really nice, you can get an upgrade on the cheap. But yeah, to answer your question, normally if it's in a plane that has first class, I'll fly in first class.
A two-hour flight to New York City.
That's not two hours.
From Knoxville. How long is it?
It's like two or three hours.
It's like 3.5 hours.
I don't know about that. I think it's like two or three.
What are you having a stop off in Chicago or something? 3.5 hours.
If it's a direct flight, it's probably 2 hours.
I don't think they're. The flight I usually take is on Delta, and it goes to Atlanta.
Usually take? How often do you fly to New York?
Well, I mean, I haven't been in several years. But
same guy that won't get an oil change, but he'll fly first class.
It's all about budgeting your money.
No, listen, man. I won't allow it. I won't allow it. You're riding with us. We're going. If we go.
Do you have any idea how crazy I can drive you in 12 hours in a vehicle?
How you drive me crazy 3 hours on the show? Yeah, I'd imagine it would be pretty good, but I don't know. We'll slip you a Valium or something and try and take the edge off for you. How about that?
I'd end up chugging Mellie Yellow to counteract it.
Preseason NIT tip-off at the Barclays Center. Coming up, Tennessee. What a cool field, man. Kansas, Louisville, and Marquette. That will be pretty darn awesome. No doubt about it. What do you think about it? Let's get things rolling. Tennessee back out on the football practice field this afternoon. Spring practice number 5 about to commence back up in Knoxville. We're in Chattanooga, Mountain View Chevy, where we are this afternoon, right off the interstate. You can't miss it. Come on out. Say hello. We'd love to see you this afternoon as we broadcast live from the Silverado Truck Champions headquarters, 310 East 20th Street. 310 East 20th Street, right off I-24 downtown. The deals are downtown at Mountain View Chevy. We'll be back with more right after this.
The Drive, hands in the air, pants on the ground. The Drive continues.
I have a huge guest on the show tomorrow. Not going to jinx it. Welcome back. The Drive continues here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Getting some cool suggestions in here for a summer tour. First of all, Brian says he recently flew from Tyson to LaGuardia. It took him around 90 minutes. I mean, what are you like on some sort of a hang glider when you're flying up there or something, Bear?
I don't know. I mean, I told you I self-medicate before I get on a plane.
Brian said those are my favorite kind of flights, too. It's like when you take off. You get up to cruising altitude, and then like 5 minutes later, you begin your descent.
Oh, they're the best.
That's the best. Brian says, a lot of Brian's texting the show today, Kansas will have the Lawson brothers, who transferred from Memphis, eligible next year. They are always – that's the thing about Kansas, man. They've always got some stud transfers from somewhere.
Always sitting
out. And it's usually from Memphis, man. Remember, they had Tariq Black, yep. Malik Newman this year. He's from Mississippi State. And then they'll have – I'd forgotten the Lawson brothers.
Who transferred under Tubby, yeah.
I wonder I don't know how good those kids are. I remember, like, one of them – they're kind of like the Ball brothers, where, like, one of them is a lot better. And I think he might have already gone to the NBA. Do you know – is one of the Lawson brothers already – did he go last year?
I don't think so.
Or is it like two of them are there and then one's still in high school or something? I wonder, like, if they would have – obviously they would have played for Tubby this year. Would they have stuck around and played for Penny next year? Would that have been enticing? I guess you sat out for Kansas, and obviously they're going to use you next year. That's a pretty good spot. But, yeah, I mean, that's cool. Hey, man, I ain't scared of Kansas. I don't care who they got sitting out. Like, we'll be loaded next year, man. We should be able to play with any – we play with anybody in the country this year. Next year we should only get better. I would love to play Kansas in that tournament. T-Carp says the Drive Tour Pistol Creek Wetlands near Pistol Creek Wetlands Center, a.k.a. Philip Fulmer's front yard. I guess that's some kind of – have you all ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Some sort of outdoor area near Winchester?
I have not. It must be a very scenic area. I'm thinking probably a lot of fishing there.
Ross says, come down to Savannah, Tennessee, right on the Tennessee River, Pickwick Lake, and Shiloh National Military Park, home of Latrell Bumpus, says a lot of North Mississippi and North Alabama listeners there as well. I will be perfectly honest with you. I feel ashamed to admit this. I should know this. I took the mandatory, the state mandatory Tennessee history in seventh grade. I'm not familiar with Savannah. Could not find it on a map. But I got to say, that sounds pretty cool, man. That sounds pretty cool. Is that Shiloh, the Civil War battle field?
War Memorial. It's Hardin County, Tennessee. Let's see. Where is this?
Pistol Creek.
We're on to Savannah. We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Savannah.
Yeah, man, you missed out.
I think I'm not a big Civil War guy. I would like to be. That's on – someday I'm going to do the deep dive on that and do and get in. I feel like I should know this. Shiloh battle – for some reason, I always feel like that was in Virginia.
Shiloh?
Yeah. That's in South Central Tennessee, Northern Mississippi, Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct.
I did not know that.
Over that way.
I need to know this stuff.
I'm pretty sure.
That's west.
Yeah.
That's east.
That's east?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the interstate that we came down on, right? That's going south. That's east.
No, I mean, we're split off on the west, dude.
I'm no Magellan over here. I'm no explorer, but I'm pretty sure that's – anyway.
Just don't mind him.
We're driving. You can fly. And your Cessna or whatever's taking you.
You can fly to Savannah, too. Sure, it's too long.
All right.
Savannah what?
Put that one on the list.
Savannah, Tennessee, Bear.
I thought it was Savannah, Georgia.
Brandon says, take the drive to the Granger County Tomato Festival.
Genius, that's north.
You know, nobody listening can
Nobody knows where we are right now. We're in Chattanooga.
They know, but they can't see where you're pointing
at. It is north of Chattanooga. Excuse me. I think I don't know, man. I like tomatoes as much as the next guy.
A little overrated.
The Granger County. You're going to have to sell me on that one, Brandon. You're going to have to sell me on the Granger County Tomato Festival. Because I got to be honest with you. Not
is that the one where they throw them?
Do they throw?
Do they have a tomato throwing deal?
Where everybody just gets all messy. I know they have something like that down in Brazil.
Yes. Brandon says yes. That'd be pretty fun. Hit you in the back of the head with a full-size Granger County.
I was going to say, it sounds dangerous, man. You get a big old tomato like that. If it's not ripe, you could hurt somebody with a tomato.
Speaking of that, did you guys see that picture that was out on Twitter? Out of one of the, I guess it's one of the Yankees. I'm assuming he's Chapman still. Somebody got drilled by the Cuban missile.
Ooh.
Right in the ribs.
Yeah. Swole up on him. Give him a raspberry.
It's something.
Gave him a little bit more than a raspberry. It's a pretty big bruise.
Surprise, he didn't break his ribs.
It is a baseball opening day. You guys excited about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you guys aren't.
I'm not even going to pretend, man. Not excited at all.
Barry walks around. He wears his Yankees hat every day. He couldn't tell you. Probably past five players on the Yankees.
Can you name five New York Yankees?
I bet he can't.
Not at the time.
Until he Aaron Judge.
It. Yeah, there you go.
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo
Stanton.
That's two.
Chapman.
Roldis Chapman. Is he still on the team? I thought
he's still on the team.
Let's see. That's all I got right now.
This is Yankees hat. He's got a Yankees hat on. He can't.
Come on, Barry. You got to go. You got to give me somebody
without
else.
Without Googling.
I'm not Googling. Are we getting ready to do? You want me to do my scoreboard update?
No. Don't try to. We want you to name two more Yankees since you're got a Yankees hat on. Please, I hope you name somebody from like 10 years ago.
Is Paul O'Neill still playing for them?
Yeah, Bernie Williams.
I think I'm looking forward to Bears. Can you do a Major League Baseball scoreboard opening day? Now, there's a bunch of games just getting started. Served in a way, but Jacksonville.
By the way, Bear,
that's messing with my mind. How are we at Mountain View Chevy in Chattanooga, and he's at the Mountain View
Severino.
Chevy Studios in Knoxville?
I just Googled.
No, I'm not on Google.
Who's Severino?
He's a pitcher. What's he got lit up.
What's his first name?
L.
He's Googling El Severino.
I'm really El.
It's Luis Severino, Didi Gregorius. I mean, I could go on and on for your team. It's understandable. Baseball right. This early on is tough.
I'm sorry I'm not a dork like you and Bino and Brownie Boy that sit there and geek out over baseball stats every day.
It's America's pastime.
Bears, Major League Baseball, opening day scoreboard update center coming up momentarily. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it. The most
be electrifying.
The most electrifying minute in all of sports radio. Even though it's never happened before. I'm guaranteeing your personal satisfaction this afternoon here on the drive. All right, Tennessee back out on the practice field today. They've got spring practice number 5. In half an hour, getting there and hitting the practice field. Keller Christ is in town this week, the grad transfer quarterback from Stanford, just sort of observing. I don't know how that works. He's still technically in school at Stanford. Obviously, he can't practice, but apparently he can attend practice, watch practice. I believe he can even sit in on meetings to a certain extent. And then, but he still has to graduate from Stanford before he can come back and officially join the team, start working out this summer. What do you guys think about spring practice so far? Does anything stand out to you in any of the reports you've heard or read about what they've gotten done here through the first week? Okay, then. Indictment for Major League Baseball opening day, the Tennessee spring practice. That's where we are.
Well, everybody only you get what? I mean, he hadn't changed anything. Still, the media only gets 20 minutes.
Yeah, excited about spring practice, sure. I mean, it means football is that much closer to being back. How much can you really take away from cameras? We don't get to see that much because, you know, it's more bizarre than ever has been these past. You get here a little bit. But no, some stretching and what the guys are trying to implement once we get to the SEC media day. That's when it really starts to set in for me.
I think it's interesting that apparently he, after the stretching periods, Coach Pruitt immediately, I mean, he's over there in the back corner of the practice field with the DBs.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't venture too far outside of the defensive.
Yeah, you know, that's
it's going to be interesting to see how this works.
Yeah, and offensively, and you know, at the end of the day, when they're playing a game, if it's 4th and 1 and we've got the ball, he's got to make the call whether or not we go for it or not. Now, you know, I remember Fulmer and Sanders would argue on the sideline about what the call is going to be. If he's not putting any time at all on the practice field onto what happens on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm not judging, man, like as bad as our defense is, like part of me thinks that, yeah, that's the way to go. Trust your offensive coordinators and everything. Like, you know, Spurrier went through this on the other side where you have to take into account, you know, you're the head coach now. You got to take into account that other side of the ball. That's yours too.
Right.
Regardless of how much time you spend on the practice field on that other side, once you get out there on game day, you're the head coach. It's your responsibility. I think that's part of why they hired John Lilly the former Georgia and former Rams assistant. It sounds like he's been hired to be Pruitt's eyes and ears on the offensive side of the field.
I'm sure he watches film on all the practice. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure he knows what's going on over there. He just
sure
when he's doing hands-on instructional, it's with the DBs and defense. Plus, it sounded like they were trying to. I mean, I'm sure right now they're installing everything.
Well, you know, everybody will point to Saban and Smart. Now, Smart made, you know, how good your offensive coordinator? I feel like Kirby Smart, you hire Jim Chaney, and here's a guy who's been an offensive coordinator in your league and put up some pretty prolific offenses at Tennessee and Arkansas, has been at Pitt. Like, a guy's been around the block a time or two, knows how to run an offense. I don't think Tyson Helton is quite that experienced, but obviously, you know, Kirby's going to trust Jim Chaney, I think, to run the offense to an extent. Saban, we know, is very involved on both sides of the ball, more so on the defensive side of the ball, but like he's heavily involved, particularly during the season in game plans and things of that nature. How does Jeremy Pruitt make that adjustment? How involved is he, offense, game planning, things of that nature? Is there a learning curve that he has to go through? And if so, how long is it going to take? I think most fans will give him year one. Year two, you need to be ready to win. Those will be some interesting storylines to follow. I think they will. All right, stay with us. The Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville. Live today, Mountain View Chevy in Chattanooga, where we are this afternoon. Good to be down here. Good to be with you. We'll be back with more. Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive. Radio. Hold on to your fanny packs, ladies. This is The Drive.
Shout out to Justin and Will for stopping by this afternoon on The Drive. Chattanooga's turning out. The younger set, too. Love them some Fox Sports Knoxville.
I knew that you guys would be able to tap into the younger set.
I mean,
you
listen,
can thank me for it.
If I don't have a connection with the audience of tomorrow, then who does? Who does?
I feel like I know the pulse of the people regardless of age.
Get off my lawn, guy.
You did
here.
Connect with Justin over a mutual love of NASCAR. I sensed still a little connection
fan.
There.
Yeah.
I sensed that connection mm-hmm. happening. Justin or Will wanted to add some movies to the Fox Sports Knoxville Film Festival.
Good movies, too.
Good movies, but the list is closed. The list is the list. It is what it is.
it's a complete and total joke.
It's just... It's not open for debate or
you're
revision.
A fraud. Your list is a fraud. It's not representative.
You know, it's,
I don't see how you can put the Drive's name on it.
You're
it should be Russell's
it's
film.
Certainly
festival.
Entitled to your opinion, even
gonna,
though
I'm
it's wrong.
I'm gonna have my own festival.
You're certainly entitled to think what you want.
You think you're gonna be able to compete against my film festival?
But I mean, like I said on Twitter last night, while me and the masses are enjoying Blazing Saddles, probably the best comedy, American comedy ever created. We'll be thinking of you while you watch Porky's by yourself.
It wasn't on your list until I brought it up.
See, I think that Bear could have a pretty good he could compete with you just logistically. You'll kill him in every aspect of setting up the film festival.
But my actual film festival.
You'll wait till
my movies will be better.
If it's like anything like your fantasy football,
you're gonna
stuff,
help me. Remember, you're on my side.
See,
on this
that's
one.
What I'm saying. You'll wait till the last minute. It really won't be Bear's film festival. It'll be the film festival I set up for Bear, and he'll take all the credit.
Oh,
yes, you will.
Are you out of your mind? Like, one of your biggest cheerleaders, dude.
Getting some more, several people. Wow, a lot of people in Savannah want us to come down there. Okay, we're going to have to
Savannah, Tennessee.
Do my research and take the show to Savannah. James says Savannah is a good place to do a show. I'm from 28 miles east in Waynesboro, Tennessee. I would come over there for a show. Jake says, come to Savannah's, host The Drive at Hagee's Catfish Hotel. Some of the best food in West Tennessee. They'll make you feel right at home. Hagee's Catfish Hotel.
I'm sorry, I probably ain't going nowhere. Name Hagee's Catfish Hotel.
Well, why you got to be like that, man? You don't have to eat. Like, I'm not a big catfish guy myself. I'm probably not going to eat the catfish, but...
I thought you liked catfish.
And I missed my mouth.
Wow. That was... Chance has a drinking problem over here. He can't get the fluid into his gullet.
Well, see, the problem was I was trying to not hit the mic like a lot of us do when we move around. I was trying to pour
it in. Yeah.
Miss my mouth.
Have you noticed a pattern with this guy? Anytime he does anything, he has to throw me under the bus to divert attention away from fact that
he deflects. There's no doubt about it.
Lee says,
bring the drive to Union City, Tennessee. Broadcast from Discovery Park of American. Take a ride a few minutes down the road to Real Foot Lake. So that is the upper northwest corner of that. That's going to be a little minute.
When are we going to?
You might have to fly for that one. To where?
The Tri-Cities.
Tri-Cities? I guess that would probably be day one, right? That would probably be the most efficient, is to just go up there or to Chattanooga, because we want to make a circle, right?
We're actually in Chattanooga right now.
We don't want to backtrack. Maybe we go to Chattanooga, then to Savannah, then to Memphis, then to Real Foot.
You can leave the Tri-Cities for last?
Clarksville, Nashville, that area. Then go to Tri-Cities and then come back. Or we can go the other way around. I guess it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to make it as efficient as possible.
If you want to go clockwise, we can go clockwise.
Does it matter?
No.
Circle's a circle, right? Usually. Time is a flat circle. Why is John Reed trying to hone in on this sudden trend of sports radio guys wanting to get into politics? Have you noticed this?
No.
Reed?
Clay Travis talking about running for Senate. Matt Jones of Kentucky Sports Radio talking about running for Senate. And apparently, Will Warren is pushing Reed to run for the Tennessee House Senate seat for District 23, McMinn County, says that their current representative is retiring, and all he would have to do to get on the ballot is 25 signatures.
25?
Yeah. State Rep John Reed, is that what, or State Senator? Is he old enough? He's old enough.
I'm trying to picture John going into session up there, and poor Frank will be out in the car there in Nashville. His dog.
How old do you have to be in state government? You got to be 35 to be president. I know you got to be 30 to be a senator, which is ridiculous to be a senator. Like, I don't know anything at 38. Like, when I think back when I was 30. And granted, I'm an adult, but who deserves to be in the United States Senate at the age of 30 years old? Like, your brain is barely finished developing, and you're going to go be one of the most powerful men in the world?
I'm rocking with you, John Reed.
No, you guys
are 23 House Representative John Reed. It was a mouthful. I'm getting a feeling like we can't count on your support for Reed for Senate.
You can count on my support. I'm just...
You stand with John Reed, or do you not?
Well, it doesn't matter. I can't vote in his district. I don't live down there. But, yeah, I'm sure.
We'll come up with an address, dude. We're voting in that election. I'm not going to pass up a chance. I'll move down there.
So you're openly discussing potential vote on the show now? Is that what's happening? Is that where we are?
I forget we were on the radio.
865-546-8200. What is your platform?
I mean, it's kind of.
Did you have a vice senator? Can Cody run with you?
You can do it.
What is your platform? This is important.
I mean, he needs to go for it.
What's an acceptable tax rate for you? What is your position on health care? Me?
Yeah. I always thought, man, I'd like, you know,
mayor, councilman.
I'll start with councilman first. local alderman.
I couldn't do it, man.
Jump in the red. I thought about it. No, I'm going. I'll probably go county mayor because that's where my constituents are in the county. That's where I grew up.
I couldn't deal with the people. It would be a win. Second of all, even if I did win by some miracle, like people asking me for this, like, no, you're stupid. You're an idiot. We're not doing that. No.
You see me out
people
there?
Can't do that. You have to be nice to people.
I've already thought about my commercials, flannel shirt out on the farm next
to that's your thing? You're going to do the Lamar stick? You're going to wear the flannel shirt?
Next to a tractor, probably in front of my high school or something. You know, this is my community. This is where I grew up.
I couldn't get elected dog catcher. I've never even thought about it.
What's your platform? That's it? I'm Chance Collins. I wear flannel and I farm.
No, my platform is the people.
The people.
That's my platform.
Hey, he's got it already.
Yeah.
Empty, completely empty words and empty rhetoric.
Like, come on,
he's already got it down.
I'm made for this.
Chance Collins.
Let me be your vessel.
The people.
Yeah. The people.
Let me be your vessel.
Yeah. Not all heroes. Not all heroes wear capes. That's my tagline.
Oh, man.
Not all heroes wear capes. Chance.
Rick Butler will greet you as you call in this afternoon, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. When we continue, we'll get to today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. We'll combine the Tennessee football with the Tennessee basketball and get into something interesting that's coming up next. Stay tuned.
Opening
it's Fox Sports Knoxville Bears opening day scoreboard center update coming up shortly as well. Live from Mountain View Chevy, the drive continues in Chattanooga this afternoon right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive, Knoxville's home for sports radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question this afternoon. What will happen first?
Pay attention.
Tennessee football winning an SEC championship, or Tennessee basketball going to a Final Four? It's your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question, brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue, located in beautiful Cove Lake State Park, and online at rickardridgebbq.com. Mouthwatering fall off the bone ribs. They are delicious. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, Bear, what happens first? SEC championship in football or Final Four? Chance, what happens first? SEC football championship or Final Four?
I'm going to go with the SEC football championship. It's because how tough it is to get to a Final Four. I think they got the team, but even though they come back next year more experienced, the Final Four is just so tough. College football is too, I mean, but you have a little bit more, I guess, room for error trying to get to the –
It feels like an SEC title in football is earned, cannot be taken away. Final Fours are earned for sure, but there's a lot of luck.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to get to. You just never know who you face. And, I mean, as we saw this year, Loyola Chicago making it to the Final Four, knocking off Tennessee in their hopes of trying to reach just, the Sweet 16.
Well, Tennessee's the best team they've played so far.
Yeah, it's just tough because you play all season in college basketball, then you get to the tournament and just one game you can have a stellar season, one game you're out. There's just no room for error. In football, you can lose a conference game and still, or maybe two, depending on how strong your division is that year, and still make it to the title game and have a chance to, just pull off that win. So I think the SEC title in football is probably closer than the Final Four, just because it's a tougher magnitude, in my opinion, to get to the Final Four.
60% of the audience right now on Twitter saying Final Four will happen first.
Yeah.
I think that's just
an argument can be made just simply because it's not as big of a disaster as a few years into the rebuild.
Basketball has a head start.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why you're seeing that. But, I mean, football, It's just easier in football because if you make it to the SEC championship game, that pretty much means you got a pretty good year. You got a pretty nice roster, talented individuals yeah. on the team. So
you've really earned it.
You
can luck into a Final Four. Loyola Chicago's got a nice team this year.
Yeah.
But come on. No. The seas opened up. They had some lucky
right
shots.
Reason.
They got to play Kansas State in the Elite Eight. Like, no. They got lucky. You don't get to Atlanta being lucky.
No.
But, you know, Florida may have backed in a little bit, but what happened when they got there the 2 years under McElwain? They got their brains beaten out.
Exactly.
You don't win an SEC title if by luck.
No.
You earn it.
Not by luck. And so, yeah, so, like, if you've got a good team, I mean, you're going to earn it. You're going to get there a lot quicker. It could happen, change it. But if you've got a good team in basketball, you still can just have that off night. Just overall talent is always pretty much going to win in football compared to basketball. You might have the best team in basketball, but you still might go out there and just get beat, have a bad night shooting the ball.
Let's go to the phones. 865-546-8200. Titans Bill is up first today on the drive. Titanic William, good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, my good friend? Right now, I am watching Henry Aaron and his lovely wife, driven by a very beautiful girl. I think it's either a very beautiful gray stingray or a Camaro. Well, they're off right now. They're over here waving to the fans, and they're singing one of them royalty. They're playing one of them royalty type songs.
Bill, are you giving us a play-by-play of
opening
the Braves
day.
Opening day or it something is. Right now?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because I think it's exciting. I'm happy that the season is here.
Damn right, Titans Bill.
Opening day is
back. Don't let them.
He's a Braves fan. Is he?
Opening day is back. We should all.
I'm a fan of three teams: Bear, the Tigers, the Braves, and the Reds.
There you go. Good choices.
You got three big red teams in baseball.
Big red machine.
Okay.
But I'm looking for the Tigers and the Reds to end up in the basement. The Braves, they've got to convince me. You know who they're opening against, Dubsy? Basilio's Phillies.
Yep.
An NL East battle.
Braves got about two more years, though, Titans Bill.
Phillies are horrible, aren't they?
Couldn't name you three players on either team. Titans Bill, what's going to happen first as we get this thing back to the realm of logical and what makes sense for a Knoxville radio show? What is going to happen first, Tennessee winning an SEC title in football or Tennessee making a Final Four in basketball?
I think Tennessee making a Final Four in basketball. It's going to take a few years for Pruitt to turn it around, but I believe he'll turn it around.
Hmm.
Fulmer believes in him. Fulmer wouldn't have hired him if he didn't believe in him.
So you think Rick Barnes will take this team to a Final Four?
Yes.
Oh, man. Should have been this year. We should be there. We should be there right now on the Riverwalk in San Antonio enjoying.
Well, I'll tell you, Dubsy, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Okay, now getting back to baseball, I got a bone to pick with you and Bear. There is nothing wrong with Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Maybe there's a few things that needs to be fixed over there, like the poles over there that holds up the net behind home plate, and maybe some painting that needs to be done in the VIP area where they throw picnics and stuff.
Titans Bill, you know
outfield.
How you make.
But outside of that, I believe Lindsey Nelson Stadium is a sparkling diamond.
A sparkling diamond.
That's how I see it.
It's a rusted over yellow cubic zirconia.
No, it's not.
A sparkling diamond.
It's pretty outdated.
That's what I think. That's what I think it is.
Tear that thing down.
You know, one man's meat's another man's poison. One man's junk is another man's treasure. It's your junk. It's my treasure. It's your poison and my meat.
Wow. I thought you were a vegetarian. Tides Bill, thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to squeeze Adam in here before the top of the hour. I'm sorry, I can't do any more baseball talk. I've reached my quota, maybe for the entire year.
Wow.
Adam, the Georgia fan, is next. Hello, Adam. You're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville.
Man, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves for poo-pooing Titans Bill on his baseball talk. It's baseball season. Y'all need to get some excitement. I'm going to have to move y'all down in the cellar with Chance from the other show behind the mouthpiece, Eric Ainge, for dogging baseball, man. Baseball is great. It's here. It's fantastic. It's opening day.
You know, with Chance from the other
you
show?
You know what?
Is there another Chance?
You know what? Baseball does for me right now, Adam. You know what it does for me right now, Adam? It makes me want to fall asleep. It gives me instant narcolepsy. Thinking about baseball bores me to no end. That's what it does for me.
I love baseball. I love it. But on to your poll question, I think Georgia's got a better chance of going to the Final Four in basketball before either of those happen. Y'all aren't getting through Kirby anytime soon to get to the SEC title game. And I think that Tom Crean's going to be a pretty good hire, and he'll be able to turn Georgia basketball around. So y'all got
Tom
your money.
Crean. Tom Crean.
Y'all got your work cut out.
Tom Crean. The day Georgia is better than Tennessee in basketball is the day I just hang up my headset and mail it in. Not going to happen,
somebody mark
Adam.
The tape. Mark the tape.
You can mark it and take a picture. I don't care. You guys are never going to be good in basketball. You've never been worth anything. You never will. That's our deal. You can have football for a little bit. Jeremy Pruitt's going to get you. You give him 2 or 3 years, he's going to get you. But basketball, no, nah, man. You can get Tom Crean, Jim Herrick,
you couldn't even
Ron
do it this
Ursa.
Year.
It don't matter.
This was y'all's year. It all fell into place, and you couldn't get it done.
Cream, don't care.
Real cream. It ain't happening.
Adam, you guys had Kentavious Caldwell cream. Pope for 3 years and couldn't get out of the NIT.
It's a good point.
Hey, Tom, he wasn't there with Tom Crean. I believe Tom Crean will be able to recruit much better than Mark Fox.
You had after Dominic Wilkins
lines,
for
I don't know
3 years
if he's
going to
be better.
Do nothing.
He should be able to recruit better. And when
Georgia
you get better
basketball.
Jimmys and Joes, that's what matters in the tournament.
Adam, thanks, man. Appreciate you. We got to run top of the hour break here. We'll get to Bears opening day. Since y'all want to talk baseball, okay. Bears opening day, Major League Baseball scoreboard update center. Coming up next, hour number two of The Drive, live today from Mountain View Chevrolet in Chattanooga. Back with more right after this.
The Drive.